Welcome, holiday revelers, to episode 77 of the Nerdstravaganza podcast, where every episode is themed regardless of the holiday. I'm Tom.
I'm Brian.
And tonight we will be talking about holiday theming as applied to our favorite movies and or games and or theme parks. Well, I guess movies is a bad choice. I should say games and or theme parks, right, Brian?
Yeah, I can't really think of a lot of movies that change for the time of year.
Yeah, movies are sort of a static fixed sum, so terrible example. But video games and theme parks and, well, even malls and other locations definitely do it up for certain holidays, so this should make for a very festive episode. But speaking of celebrating, I think we should start things off with our usual weekly celebration of what we've been up to in the past week, that being our weekly Geekly Weekly Roundup. Brian, what have you been up to, man?
Nothing but comics for me last week, man. I took a trip up to Tate's Wednesday night? Thursday night? I don't really remember. After New Comic Book Day night, I remember that. Picked up the latest issue of the Red Sonja that just came out.
Oh.
Not the long-running... There's a series that just ended, but right before that, they got a new writer and started a second series. I don't know. Some kind of, like, weird reboot. Just accept it. They needed more money. So... Issue 4 of this new Red Sonja. I mentioned it once before. I started reading Sex Criminals. Issue 2 came out. That's still pretty interesting. They're apparently robbing banks and getting away with it now. And three new books, new to me at least, Rat Queens, Pretty Deadly, and Velvet. Velvet and Pretty Deadly, I actually only picked up because of the recommendation of the store, basically. I'm going to trust them that that those are interesting. And Rat Queens, I read about in previews a few months ago, and it sounded pretty cool. Little not so thrilled with it so far. They're trying really, really hard to make everybody, like, a little too saucy, and I don't know, it's not coming across well.
How did the recommendations go down? Were you just browsing the aisles and somebody came up, or was it made at the register, or what?
I actually was just looking at the books that they had shit tons of, because when Tate orders heavily, it's probably because something is very good. That's my way to get a recommendation and not have to deal with any of the coworkers.
Not have to hear their comic book guy impersonations.
Yeah, yeah.
So a successful visit to our sort of flagship comics outlet, Tate's.
Yep.
Great. Anything else? That pretty much sum it up, comics.
That's pretty much it. Comics and Borderlands, but I'm sure you'll cover that, so...
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Borderlands. Obviously, I've been playing a little more of that. We've been sort of leveling up our characters and trying to... I think our main goal is to level up to a high enough point that we can go kill that super, like, post-game boss in the first playthrough. What's his name? Deathosaurus or something?
Terramorphous?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been playing some of that, and we're excited about the Halloween DLC, which was a partial inspiration for tonight's episode. As well, I've been playing some Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, which, as any respectable MMORPG will be this time of year, is completely decked out for Halloween with pumpkins and things and special quests that I'm not high enough level to do, etc. And, well, I'm back in Florida. This is other big news. I left Seattle last week and made my way from Seattle down to my home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, by way of Disneyland in California. And that really served as inspiration for tonight's episode because, of course, they theme the Haunted Mansion as well as Space Mountain, actually, and quite a few other spots in the park very heavily for Halloween. And it was really cool. And when I say themed, it's a bit of an understatement. Like, Space Mountain, they actually changed some of the video. So there's like this space phantom like chasing you, like this nebula phantom chasing you through the ride, which was pretty cool. There was a lot of Halloween decorations throughout the park and kind of a special setup. But the Haunted Mansion becomes a Nightmare Before Christmas themed like extravaganza.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that runs all the way through Christmas, as it should. And it's not like they threw a Jack Skellington in here and there and a couple of things. I mean, the entire Haunted Mansion is completely redone, and it's mind-blowing. And I want to talk about it, but I don't want to give it away for people who haven't gone. they completely, completely reskin the ride. It's like you're on something else. And it's as close as the real world can get to an MMORPG reskinning for a holiday, right? Because if you ever remember playing like World of Warcraft or any such thing, you know, you'd have pumpkins and stuff everywhere and like trick-or-treat quests and stuff. Well, they did essentially something of that magnitude, but in the real world. So really, really cool. Definitely recommend you check out Disneyland in general, and in particular during holiday festivities such as Halloween. And I think that's pretty much it. Not much reading or anything else with my move. Just trying to get a little bit of gaming in here and there when I can. Which brings us to tonight's topic, which is... We wanted to call it Hallow theming originally, and we may still call the episode that. But, you know, it could be a broader discussion of sort of holiday theming in our places of play slash enjoyment, be they real or virtual. And... Brian, I think this year we share an excitement for the Borderlands DLC, isn't that right?
Yeah. I've really been enjoying Borderlands. We've been talking about it a lot lately, and I'm so pumped after, I don't even know what it was called, Tiny Tina DM's Dragon Keep. I don't know the real name of that expansion, but
right.
So excited to see that theming that I'm thrilled with what they can do for the Halloween.
Yeah, I'm assuming when we get done recording, we'll be popping right over to give that a firsthand treatment. So we'll know for sure. But I'm pretty jazzed about it. I wonder, have they announced any other holiday stuff or mainly just Halloween?
They're being kind of coy about it. They're saying that this is the first part of their new series, but they didn't really define the series. I don't know if it's Halloween themed or holiday themed, or if it's just I guess this guy drops some custom skins and heads, so maybe it's just DLC that drops skins and heads.
Could be the beginning of a number of holiday expansions to come out. I mean, we could have like Thanksgiving Tina's Turkey Adventure, and then we could end up with like Hammerlock's Hanukkah or something, you know, to throw a little love to the Jewish people. And then, boy, who starts with a C? We could have a nice Christmas thing after that.
Moxie's Xmas.
There you go. Right. So that's my prediction.
I'd pay like DLC. $20 for Moxie's Triple Xmas.
Moxie's Triple Xmas. It would certainly be bawdy and so on, with many a ribald quip, I'm sure, thrown out by Moxie and her friends. So we're pretty excited about this. Do you think it's a good strategy for game companies and theme parks? And really, I think shopping malls and everybody and other retail centers are already all in on this, to really go all out for the holidays. And especially, do you think that this seemingly increased emphasis on Halloween, where Halloween's almost becoming like an early Christmas. I'm seeing lights and things. You think that's a good idea?
I think it's fun. Which I think ultimately is the point of things, but I kind of object to why they're doing it, because it is clearly very commercial.
Well, yeah, obviously. But I mean, do you object to video games more or less than like a retail or an entertainment space doing it?
Video games a lot less. I guess Borderlands was different. It was what, $2.99 for that DLC? But generally, I think all of the MMO reskins are free and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it really costs anything there.
Right. They're not really charging you. And I mean, Disneyland isn't charging you extra to get into the park. They have something I find annoying called like Disney's Trick or Treat or Mickey's Trick or Treat or some nonsense. So they close the park early so that you know, the kids can go trick or treating. That's kind of lame. But on balance, it doesn't impact the experience for the park goer except in a positive way. Yeah, I don't know. I like the increase in sort of Halloween imagery in particular.
Halloween's always been one of my favorite holidays, too. So I approve of it getting the special treatment as opposed to, like, you know, Arbor Day getting lights. And
I don't know. Maybe we need to bump up Arbor Day a little. It would increase awareness of trees and the importance of preserving tree life.
I think it'd be totally hilarious to have a holiday devoted to extending tree life where you decorate your trees.
Hence ruining their photosynthetic processes and such and kind of shortening their lifespans.
Yeah.
So let's see, Borderlands is obviously a very contemporary example. I mentioned Final Fantasy XIV, which we don't share because I'm the only one that plays, but they're doing a pretty good job with that. Obviously, World of Warcraft, I think, was the first game that we experienced, that both of us experienced, where they just went all out with the Halloween stuff, right?
Timeline's fuzzy. Maybe the original Final Fantasy Online?
That was Final Fantasy XI, and they did. Yes, they did. But were they before or after WoW?
I don't recall now.
Yeah, neither do I. I want to say WoW was first. WoW's the first one I remember. EverQuest didn't really do anything along those lines, did it?
EverQuest did, like, adding cheesy quests, and you could buy jack-o'-lanterns for, like, a copper and stuff like that. Nothing wide-scale. Certainly nothing as impressive as, what was that guy's name? The Headless Horseman?
WoW? Yeah, that was so cool, by the way.
Setting fires to villages and being a raid encounter, and that was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. So to step back away from MMORPGs for a moment, though, can you think of other console games where they sort of released, like, Halloween or holiday content?
Well, I think the popular answer, at least in recent memory, is Red Dead Revolver and the zombie apocalypse thing that they released last Halloween?
Red Dead Redemption or Red Dead Revolver?
The 360 one.
Okay, Redemption, yeah, okay.
Redemption. And going even further back, if anyone's a fan of the Sega Saturn, Knights.
That's right. Didn't Knights have like a holiday timer built into it?
They had a holiday timer built in for small ones, and they released a disc for Christmas Knights.
Did they really? That's awesome. I had no idea. I could step a little bit farther into the future after Knights, and I just thought of something that preceded EverQuest and World of Warcraft. Believe it or not, and this is also speaking of Sega, the original Phantasy Star Online did Christmas theming, if I remember, in the lobby.
Interesting. I actually did not play that very often.
It was a fun game. I had the dial-up modem for my Dreamcast, and I played it using that. And yes, in the lobby, they actually had Christmas theming. So yeah, there you go. And that, you know, that was, I don't want to say primitive, but that was kind of early.
Sega started it all.
Yeah, as usual. Sega's all, Sega's on top of things. I'm trying to think of any other games that maybe were on a timer. I know, well, like Animal Crossing has like a timer based on the date. Of course, you can monkey with it by changing the date. But,
you can monkey with Animal Crossing.
Good one, yes. In fact, as I mentioned that, I'm playing the Animal Crossing on the 3DS, and it's getting close to Halloween time, so I'm gathering masks and candy and buying limited edition seasonal Halloween decor that you are not going to be able to get during the rest of the year, so that my four friends can come visit me in my village and see all my cool Halloween decor. Geez, I'm sure there are probably a ton of examples that are kind of escaping my attention right at the moment.
That'd be a great opportunity for people to comment or post on Facebook if we're forgetting any beloved Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving-themed games.
Yes, now I would like to open the floor to anybody who has any such suggestions, but you mentioning Thanksgiving made me kind of forget. I tend to think of Halloween and then jump straight to Christmas, but World of Warcraft particularly did do a Thanksgiving sort of event where you had to go hunt turkeys and stuff, right?
Best prestige pet ever.
Did you get a turkey?
You got a turkey. And if you activated him near a campfire, he would like stare longingly into it and then finally jump because he was the last of his friends alive. He'd cook himself.
Oh, that's fantastic. As I remember, those quests revolved around, there was like some kind of a ghostly feast or something going on outside of Ironforge, wasn't it? And you had to, was it ghostly or not? I don't remember, but you had to deliver like cranberry sauce and all sorts of things, right?
I think it was just pilgrimy, but yeah, there was in all of the capitals.
I don't know why I recall some kind of a pilgrim ghost, but I do for some reason. I might be confusing it with the Halloween stuff. It's really where we have real world holidays and they're reflected in these fake worlds. And I really, for some reason, I can't get enough holiday goodness.
One of the very few things that I actually enjoyed about the original Final Fantasy Online was being so heavily Asian influenced that it had like Chinese New Year and other holidays that we don't usually get exposed to in it. I thought that was awesome.
Well, that is cool, because it's not just for a Western audience, right? So it makes sense that it should have holidays for everyone. And, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, we should import as many holidays as we can, because I wouldn't mind if the year was one big series of festivals, to be truthful. I mean, I guess it might take away from the festivity of the key festivals, but I dig the decorations. Like, there's nothing I like more when we cross into October and the, well, I should, I'm sorry. There's nothing I like more than when we cross into August and the Halloween decorations start showing up.
It was early this year, wasn't it?
It's, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, the day after Christmas this year, we're going to start to see the Easter stuff go on sale.
So you might get your wish soon.
Yes, yes, yes. Year-long celebrations. The crass consumerism and commercialism, So now I'm kind of switching over to the retail setting. I agree. It's a little bit much, but I like going to a mall and having it all themed and stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, I think they borrowed very heavily from that concept in these games. I'm really just shocked that they don't figure out some way to do microtransactions like, hey, 'tis the season to spend 50 cents on this prestige pet. 'Tis the season to get this special gun. They haven't done that apart from, like, in the case of Borderlands, say, the DLC, which at least you're getting content for your money. They're not microtransactioning you to death, right?
They'll probably start. I think maybe the Borderlands and Red Dead X DLC might have been the start of a trend.
Maybe. Holiday DLC. Who knows?
It's a little bit different for a console game, though. I really don't mind $2.99 for a few extra zones. I mean, I'd pay that just for any extra zones. Why not a holiday zone, you know?
True, and I mean, that's like the cost of, like, an app on a smartphone, pretty much, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it's not,
you know,
like,
let's go to get coffee tonight. Oh, let's just stay home and play Borderlands new
right.
stuff.
Right. How much of an impact on your bottom line is that, really? Speaking of rampant commercialism, and this time in the form of the Harry Potter franchise and its theme park manifestation at the Universal Islands of Adventure in nearby Orlando, Florida, have you been to the Harry Potter land in Islands of Adventure?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It has been probably a couple of years, and I went, like, right after Thanksgiving, and I want strongly to believe that Harry Potter Land was Christmas-themed at the time. And I want strongly to believe that Harry Potter Land, I should say Hogwarts, or not Hogwarts, Hogsmeade Village, lends itself very well to holiday theming. But I can't be depended on. I don't have one of Dumbledore's memory extraction wands to confirm this for sure. So we might have to do a field trip up there to confirm this. But what are your thoughts on how cool it would be to go to a holiday-themed Harry Potter setting in Orlando, Florida?
I'm a little torn, because one of the things that I remember disliking the most about Harry Potter Land was they did a really cheesy job of the snow on the roofs and everything like that. Like, it was... If they can't theme winter better than that, maybe they should just not theme winter.
It's like just plastic, right? It's not like...
Yeah, I think it was like waves left over from Seussville that they just painted white.
Like... Right, right. Well, this so-called snow has to actually keep up with the, like, blazing hot summer and, like, monsoon season of Central Florida, right? So they could have done something a little more delicate, but it would have lasted about like 10 minutes.
I guess there's no compromise. I don't know.
First of all, you can't really fault them for the geographical location of their theme park, but I will never go to Hogsmeade Village. I will never go to the Harry Potter portion of Islands of Adventure in August, because there's nothing worse than plastic snow when it's 105 degrees to just ruin the ambiance, you know?
I'm trying to think, I went about April, and it wasn't god awful yet, but it was already very clearly not snowing out.
Right, maybe that fake snow should melt when it's 85. I don't know. But back to my point, don't you think that if done right, Christmas and or especially Halloween in that setting could be really awesome?
Yeah, it could. It really could. Especially some of the other things they did so well, like, I don't even know what to call it, but the Triwizards were in town when I was there. So they had the big Russian guys with the stomp sticks and the, what were they, elves? The dancers with the ribbon twirling and all that kind of stuff. And it was just amazing.
Was that like a special event? I don't recall seeing that when I was there, but it might have just been that I wasn't looking.
I know it was only like a few times a day when I was there. I'm not really sure if it was only a special event while I was there or if they just only do it certain times. But they did a killer job. It was really just like they just gathered up all of the extras from the movie right off the set. That was great. So they could definitely do a good job with it if they tried. So Christmas could be amazing.
I guess what I'm driving at is there is an unofficial Nerdstravaganza holiday in which I am the only faithful participant every year because I kind of just made it up, sprung it on the rest of the Nerdstravaganza. It's called Black Ganza Day, and we take Black Friday, and instead of going shopping, go up to a theme park. Epcot has been the traditional target, but Black Ganza Day could take place at any Orlando area theme park. So something to keep in mind if you're at all interested. I believe your work schedule almost always precludes you from participation in Black Ganza Day, but I'm putting it out there.
It's a hard sell. I'll see what I can do.
In the meantime, though, we will play ourselves some Borderlands, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah DLC packs.
Now that we're adding the extended season, how are we saying Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah this year?
Extended season?
Well, now it's Halloween and Thanksgiving instead of just Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hallow-giving Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
I like that. That's good. And it's further complicated by the fact that Hanukkah actually takes place like right around Thanksgiving this year. So it's like, thanks Hanukkah. But that's tough to work in, man. Okay, one final theming question for you. And I believe the question has been answered. Don't you feel that, and I think this may be addressed by an upcoming movie, but don't you feel that of all the major holidays, Thanksgiving has been the most underrepresented in movies or sort of theming? I mean, it was always kind of like a, hey, we're almost to Christmas, let's have some turkey holiday. It was festive to a certain extent, but you didn't really see a Thanksgiving-like movie coming out until the one that I think is in the works now about, like, turkeys fighting back.
Well, it may be a holiday, but doesn't everyone pretty much hate Thanksgiving? I mean, don't we all hate our families?
You know what? Most people dread being around their family, but I like being around my family at Thanksgiving because everybody's at their most pleasant when they're eating and stuffing their mouth with food instead of talking. So, I don't know. I mean, as sometimes, you know, tense as things can be in a family, I've always found Thanksgiving to be very festive and laid back. So, you don't think that in pop culture or in media, Thanksgiving has not gotten its due?
I think perhaps it's gotten a lot of movies, but maybe not as positively portrayed as Christmas or Halloween.
Oh, it's just neurotic families getting together and having a miserable time for the most part?
Yeah. Wasn't one of the Fockers about Halloween? Oh, I'm sorry, about Thanksgiving?
Probably. I'm still trying to remember which of those movies was which. Okay, so let's do this. Let's round things off with our ultimate holiday-themed. Do we want to do a video game? Do we want to do a theme park? Do we want to do a movie, an anime? What do you want to do? Oh, speaking of which, Polar Bears Cafe hit on Christmas at least once during its run. Just going to mention that.
And they hit on the Orange Blossom Festivals and the whole deal. See, I like that.
You're right. I like the Asian the sort of, I'm generalizing when I say Asian because I'm assuming all Asian countries follow suit of the Japanese creators of Polar Bears Cafe.
That's fair enough to say.
Right, of course, it's a generalization. But I like that they just sort of like seamlessly folded in Christmas along with traditional Eastern holidays. That was really cool. So with that as added inspiration, what would be your ultimate, whatever you want, multimedia holiday experience or theme park attraction or you name it, anything that would interest our nerdy audience?
You know, this is going to sound cheesy because it's one of those, my life's so perfect already answers. But have you ever been to Santa's Enchanted Forest around here?
Yeah. Does that still go on?
It still goes on. And it's like perfect. It's like perfect. It is like stepping into Halloween. It is like stepping into Christmas Town. I love it. I love it. They have, you know, good fake snow. They have carnival rides. They have festive foods. It's not a 9-hour hike to get there. It's a staycation, I guess they call it. It's usually cold enough to be comfortable by that time of year. It's great. I love that place.
I might have to check that out, because I am definitely always looking to step into a Christmas land. Okay, if I was going to go next, I would say I would like a further expansion on the concept of a robot Christmas as touched upon in Futurama. Without the homicidal, like, killer robot Santa Claus. But I like the concept of Christmas lore, if you will, transformed into metal. And I think the same would go for Halloween or really any other holiday. I would like, I'd like somehow either in a video game or through in a theme park or maybe like Santa's, you know, electronic enchanted forest to see a robotic take on the holidays. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like Jack-O-Lanbot and Gravytron 2000 for Thanksgiving. I'm not really sure. There again, I run into a little bit of a mental block with Thanksgiving. Like, it's festive, but I don't know if it... I don't think Thanksgiving has a mascot. I think that's its problem. You eat the mascot, and that, there's something a little macabre about that, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. We, I would like to point out, will be attending the first ever Game Nation celebration festival, let's call it, or event, by the time this episode airs. So maybe we can use our influence to insert some holiday spirit into Game Nation, such that there will be, when the eventual Game Nation theme park opens up, there will be some very solid robotic holiday theming.
Well, Ryan was talking about how we can become part of the lore, so we'll just dress up as, like, robot elves. And then, like, you know, win first place in a lot of stuff, and they'll have to include robotic elves as part of the lore.
I dig it. I dig it. Let's do it, man.
We've got, like, 48 hours to put these costumes together. We can do it.
Just some pointy ears is all it takes, and, like, some shoes that curl up in the front. I think we got it.
I've got a colander around here somewhere.
I think that'll work, man. Cool. Well, we sort of touched on maybe some holiday theming and some ideas for how we could insert more holiday theming. And I guess the thing I really wanted to get to in this episode was people bitch about kind of this oversaturation of holiday mirth and joy. But I think they're full of crap. I think everybody secretly, deep down inside, is that little kid that absolutely eats it up no matter what they say.
I did get a little giddy thinking about Santa's Enchanted Forest.
Yeah, I could definitely detect that coming across in your voice. So, well, with that, I think we have some Borderlands Halloween DLC to get to. Any final thoughts on holiday theming or Hallow theming, as I still like the name?
Nope, I'm good.
Well then, without further ado, we will bring this episode to an end. I would like to remind our oh-so-festive listeners that you don't have to wait for a holiday to roll around to enjoy the Nerdstravaganza podcast. Our entire catalog is available for perusal and favorable rating and reviewing on iTunes. And if you prefer to stream us, I also recommend you check us out on Stitcher.
And I recommend you check us out by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter. What was it, Graham Crackering us on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, and Google Plus. Plus wanting us on Google Plus.
And of course, check us out on nerdtravaganza.com, where you can find our email, etc. So until next time, guests, friends, fellow revelers, we bid you happy holidays.